You're listening to Two Rights Don't Make a Right,
where we'll give you our opinion,
but you better be ready to hear it. Welcome back, Jack.
Thanks.
For more of a sober time this week around.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, but also probably for the best, because listening back to that, trying to edit that back the next day, I was cringing at how much we actually fucked up. Like, I was making up different names. My hot takes are really questionable that I don't really agree with anymore.
Whatever, I had fun.
And we got all the rumours and the tea, like, completely wrong. So, apologies for that. But in terms of your week, how's it been? Renewed or cancelled?
Well, whilst I've been renewed for the podcast, thank you, I think this week I might have gotten cancelled.
Okay.
It's a bit borzo.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit of a boring week for me.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely, like, very friend of, or I'm basically Maylee in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Just absent.
Yeah, absent for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
We haven't seen that queen in a while.
Where did she go? They've literally just cut her out of every episode.
Fucked her off.
Since the zip line. They were like, you know what? This bitch is boring.
I don't think she even made it to the zip line.
Didn't she? Oh, no.
The second zip
line. Sorry, not the zip line. The that the tower park thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, well, this chick's got to go.
After once she rocked up in all brown leather to a mafia party, I think they were like, okay, she clearly doesn't get what these girls are about, so...
I don't even remember her at the mafia party.
Well, there you go.
There you go. That's me. That's my week.
I'm going to say better than the week prior, probably renewed, but I actually don't remember my week. It was just really busy and go, 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 but I didn't have any time to really spiral, to be honest.
Why would you be renewed then? Isn't that boring?
Not boring. I don't know. I feel like the one thing that would have gotten me back was a hectic adventure, getting dinner last night. Hell-bent on getting sushi, going to 3 different venues, and all of them had massive lineups. And
there's one thing about us, we don't do lines.
I don't wait.
I'm not waiting.
And that's not a precious thing. It's just I can't be bothered waiting. I'm impatient.
It's a bit precious. We're a bit precious.
Well, yeah, but impatient and precious, you know, call it what it is. I don't know.
We're not waiting for sushi.
No, I don't think any food's worth lining up for, you know?
Mm.
That's just me.
Maybe a smoothie bowl.
Yeah, well, I reckon so many people would have seen me crack the shits as well. Yeah. Like, the first time we got out, I, like, slammed the door. There was people in the restaurant next to sushi train looking at us, and I was just like, oh.
And when I went to go put my water bottle back in the car and you thought we were leaving, and I opened the car door and you just got in down. And sat back down and I was like, what are you doing? You're like, aren't we going? I'm like, well, no, like, we can grab sushi. And then we ended up going because we were like, actually, fuck this line.
20-minute wait? No, thank you.
No.
Anyway, so we finally got to the 4th sushi train and decided to sit down, but it just got more manic from there, to be honest, because one of my sushi rolls had then disintegrated into the soy sauce and I was getting overstimulated. The people weren't coming over because I wanted a drink. I was so thirsty.
Yeah.
I couldn't even look at that soy sauce.
And then you tipped it bowl. Over.
Yeah, and then I tipped it over. Soy sauce went everywhere. I wasn't happy with the sushi. I bit my tongue. Yeah. Like, I was already overstimulated, frustrated, annoyed. And I just feel like there was the girl opposite me that was just watching me, like, have an absolute moment. Every time something had happened, I just kept saying, fuck my life.
I had an issue with them because I can't handle seeing a couple sit in, like, a booth table, but then they're sitting next to each other on the one side.
Yeah.
I hate it. Yeah. What are you doing? Sit across from each other, you weirdos.
Yeah, across from one another.
But, yeah, I knew that like, through that whole dinner, I couldn't talk to you or look at you, like, because you were just, you were at your wit's end.
But that's why I think it would have been entertaining to see on camera, because I just would have been a cunt.
Confirmed.
Yeah.
All right.
So, any news, any Housewife news that you've seen that you want to share?
Well, I want to revisit my bit of news from last week, the one that you led me astray on.
Yep.
Erin from New York is pregnant.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. Yeah, I guess I had a little bit more shit to talk about that. Like, I'm just not interested. Like, yeah, you know what? Get off the show.
Yeah.
We're not hanging out in playgrounds, all right? Yeah. We watch Housewives to see people, you know, slam 20 cocktails and then absolutely obliterate their own friends. Mm-hmm. And
see how they deal with it.
Yeah.
It's just, and the reason why we fucked that rumor up or that news was because we hadn't even seen the latest episode, because nothing was kind of really enticing us to make us watch it.
Yeah.
And yeah, look, I think we've downgraded that show to be our eating show. So our eating show is like, basically, yeah, we'll put it on when we're eating and we're not really watching it because we're watching our food instead. Gobbling that down.
Smacking away with the lips.
And then I'm probably about one or two episodes before I let it go completely. Like, I'm over it. I'm sick of getting angry watching it and thinking, why am I getting angry? Mm. Like, when I could be rewatching either Real Housewives of Melbourne
or
look, anything else at this
Which
point.
Which we did start. But one thing I will say, though, is the prank that they pulled, I was very surprised at that. Where they were, what's her name? Do we know her name yet?
I've lost all of them.
The one that's related to Crystal Minkoff. not Mellencamp. Is it Rachel?
Nah, that's Raquel, which is the other lesbian.
Oh, Rebecca.
Rebecca.
It's Rebecca Minkoff. That's right, anyway, so I was very surprised when they pulled that prank, because this cast is very woke and like progressive and careful about what they say. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, that's not really a prank that
they'd take well.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't care, but like, you know, you're not really supposed to joke about being pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I just know that that's like a bit of a woke rule or something.
Yeah.
I can't look at Bryn's pouting face one more time.
I can't listen to her talk or flirt with someone's dad one more time.
Yeah, I can't deal with the dads.
It's unbearable. I just know that not she's not
And
like
they're
that.
Not even like zaddies.
Yeah.
Like, they are Gronks. Gronk dads in New York. Like,
ones that would walk barefoot bandit out in the streets.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not interested in seeing it, okay?
Yep. All right, anyway, well, axed.
They're axed, I hope. I really don't have much else to mention, to be honest, other than deep apologies for getting so much so wrong last week.
I think you're thinking about it too much.
And just my hot take with Bronwyn and Todd, after watching the latest episode, I'm like, nah, I actually do think he's a cunt.
Oh,
I do
think
he's horrible. Yeah. I don't think he knows what he's talking about. But
yeah, we'll he's just a bit of a loser.
But I think it's actually perfect that you're here, because we get to recap the newest season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the one who actually got me onto Beverly Hills to begin with. So, whoever better to have on
than you? Thank you. Honoured.
Honoured. Overall thoughts. What did you think?
So, I don't know if you agree with me. I want to know your thoughts, but
we're on mute again whilst watching these shows.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
No talking.
No talking. I feel like, then this is just my first bit of, you know, judgment off the first episode, I kind of have a feeling that Kyle and Daria are acting.
I agree.
Because I feel like what's happened is the last season totally bombed, and I feel like with the way that they redid New York, I feel like they've been put on like a bit of a, hey, fix this show or
you're done. Yeah.
Although I'm glad New York is not working. It's completely bombed. Yeah. So hopefully that works in Beverly Hills' favor. But I just feel like they've kind of, like, Kyle and Doree have decided, like, let's be the two that have this massive beef and go to town on it this season. Because, and I know that Kyle's an actress, and I don't know, like, that conversation that her and Doree had
at the end,
and then when Kyle was doing her confessionals, it just didn't look super authentic to me. I felt like they were acting.
I mean, I'm here to watch it all unfold.
Of course.
But I do think I don't believe it's 100% raw. I do think okay, sure, there's enough evidence there to kind of build a storyline against those two.
Yeah.
Carl's the main producer of that show.
Exactly.
She's not going to let that go down in flames without trying every single thing to try and amp it back up again. And I think that those two, knowing that they are friends and having just those little things that has now caused this huge fire, is the perfect opportunity for a good storyline to see one of the closest two go
fall apart. And I feel like Kyle probably got so sick of her marriage being talked about and this crap with Morgan that she's probably actually keen to shift the attention.
Yeah.
And she doesn't care if it's kind of at her expense still.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, all of the talk last season involved her family and everything. And, like, that's harder than, I guess, probably having a fight with a friend. And we know these housewives fight with each other all the time. So, she's probably like, what's another one, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, there's that. And then I also kind of feel like the split with PK and Dorit might be fake. Because they haven't told the kids. And, like, they've said that they're not telling the kids. And I'm kind of like, why? When you're on a TV filming it, knowing that it's going to come out, why wouldn't you tell the kids? And also, they're old enough to kind of know that...
Like, 8 years old?
Yeah, but they would know that shit's not right. You know what I mean? Like, they would totally know that something's up. Anyway, I think that the PK and Dorit thing, I think that potentially it's another dramatized storyline.
Yeah.
And that potentially they'll be kind of working through it by the end of this season. Because Dorit didn't say when she was questioned, like, this is it, we're definitely done, we're getting a divorce. She said,
there's still work to be done.
There's work to be done and we're taking some time.
Yeah. Yeah. Dorit coming in straight away, probably within the first 10 words that she said, sat down and said, me and PK are separating. Her to go in that hard so quickly, I was like, this is not how she normally operates.
Yeah.
Like, and also, they were both trying to hold back from laughing. Like, Erica was almost pissing herself when she told her that, because she was like,
she
I was right.
Yeah. And she...
And even Dorit was smiling. I was like, this...
I know.
...is funny.
I just, I don't know. Go get some acting classes, ladies. Yeah.
I want to talk about how much I hate how we opened with Sutton and her Chucky friend. They were the
Who's
first,
Chucky?
That new friend of that she's got on there. Chucky Bride, whatever. She's
Is that the, her name?
No, she's like the actress for Chucky, the bride Chucky. You know?
How many times can you say the word Chucky in one sentence? Like the horror movie.
The horror movie, you know, Chucky's
she's in
Bride.
It. Yeah, maybe.
That is her.
Okay, the doll?
The doll. And then apparently she's in the movies as well.
Okay.
Which explains why I would have no idea who she is, because I've never seen those movies. But I will say I'm annoyed that, one, we've opened with whoever's, like, the first scene was Sutton. Two, it's with that chick that sounds like a Muppet.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if she's going to add anything, if anything at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Hate that. It comes to Garcelle, I don't care.
You don't care for Garcelle?
I don't care.
You're over it.
I'm on and off her. I just don't find her that interesting alone.
Yeah.
I like her in a group setting because I feel like she's good with, you know.
She can add a bit of fuel to the fire.
She can stir the pot in a good way. And she, I think, can sometimes give like a good balance sometimes, but by herself.
And she can really volley an argument too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she's not one that you'd really want to have beef with.
And she
doesn't
back down, which I like.
Yeah.
I just don't care about what she's going on in her personal life.
Yeah, like, I know. I
couldn't care less, like, that she's away filming for months.
Yeah.
Good on her, but I was on my phone, I think. So, then it comes to probably one of my favourite parts of the episode, the announcement of Dorit and PK.
Oh.
And it's got the montage of all of the women reading out, like, the article. And then it cuts to her fanging it down the valley in a Range Rover, smoking, lighting up a cig and smoking.
How come when Dorit smokes a cigarette, it's iconic, but then when I do it, it's feral?
Because she does it when she's in, like, a mental spiral breakdown. You do it every weekend.
Maybe I'm having a mental spiral every weekend.
Watching her smoke is like watching a dog walk on its hind legs. Watching you smoke is like, for fuck's sake.
He's at it again.
Yeah. It's 5 p.m. on a Friday.
Whatever.
I just love how she was smoking. Her arm was out the out of the car like an absolute...
mental case.
Yeah. And then she was texting while she was driving as well. Like, that whole thing was, one, relatable. Two, great to see.
I know.
Three, great character building for her. It never seen it. It was
very out of character.
But it does remind me of a clip that I had seen of her last year. She was in a back alley of, like, shopping centre, like, of, like, some stores, just smoking.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was just online.
Yeah. I've not just been in an going episode. Through it for a while.
Maybe. Do you know what my favourite, like, lighting of a cigarette moment is, though?
Can Taylor you guess? In the limo.
Yeah.
Lighting it up backwards yes. and going on fire.
And it was on literally on fire. And Kyle was like, you've lit it up backwards. It's on fire. She's like, no, I didn't.
Truly terrified because that thing was about to go up in flames real quick.
That was good.
Going to, like, Dorit's finished her dart and she's rocked up at Kathy's house.
Oh, my God.
Jump scare.
Jump scare. She looked like she was being put back together like Frankenstein.
The IV bags, the lip mask, the eye mask, drinking an iced coffee through the lip mask whilst getting her hair rolled.
It looks like a lot of effort for even her to just be sitting there like that.
I just, with the IV bags too, like... I mean, you need that on a Saturday. I would
love, I've always said that, like, I would love an IV bag, like, when I'm hungover. Like, if someone could just...
So, every Saturday?
No. If someone could just walk in while I'm asleep after some Savvy Bees and just jab an IV bag into my arm, like, I know I would wake up ready to run laps.
No. Sutton's party. Mm-hmm. Surrealism?
Surrealism. What the fuck thing? Is that?
What is that thing?
What would I go... Like, who does... Does anyone know what that is?
Sorry, no one can get annoyed at anyone's outfits because no one knows what that theme is.
Surrealism.
So, and then critiquing Dorit's outfit when her mate literally has...
A goose. A black goose.
Eight swans fucking stuck to her and one coming out of her forehead. Like, what the hell?
Like, it's one of those themes where even if you Googled it, you would be like, I still don't know what the fuck I'm looking for.
It was just, even the, like, the decor was off. Like, I didn't understand the bar. I didn't understand that, like, Temu version of Erica Jane rocking up and performing later on in the night.
I think if I was to go to a surrealism party, I would just go as Sutton Strack, name him. Because I know that Carl was sitting there feeling pretty fucking surreal. Name him.
Yeah. But
a lot of people had horns on.
Yeah. And that was giving very, like, it was giving Saltburn.
Yeah. That movie kind of would
be surrealism.
Yeah.
We'll just call it a Saltburn party and call a spade a spade. Like,
thank God there's no bathtubs.
Or bloody
graves.
Yeah. We finally get a insight to the new housewife, Bose. She looks interesting. She looks smart.
Yeah.
She looked gorgeous as well.
She was, what, chief executive of Netflix marketing or something?
Netflix marketing. And then
this girl has worked.
Other big shit in there as well. I don't know why I'm thinking Tesla. I don't think it was
Tesla. It wasn't Tesla.
But it was something like really big and high up. Like, she's a clever bitch.
Yeah, she's worked, man.
So I'm excited to see what she brings. I think she'll bring a little bit more comedic relief than drama, but I'm here for it. Her and Dorit getting along straight away.
But that made me a bit nervous because I just feel like Kyle's kind of on the edge of being like, fuck this, I'm done. And I just feel like the more people that are on Dorit's side in this, the more it will push Kyle out the door, I think. I just think she's going to get to a point where she's like, fuck this show, I'm done with it.
Yeah, if everyone's against her in the end.
Yeah, like she's done it for like, what season is this? 14?
Yeah.
She's done it for 14 years, man. She's the only
OG left, yeah.
Yeah, like...
And to be honest, I don't think the cast would survive without her.
I don't think so.
every show, every Real Housewives show needs at least one original attached to them to keep it going.
If Kyle leaves, they would have to bend over backwards to pull one of the OGs back in.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's Lisa or...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think Rinna would come back now. I would love to see her back, but there's too many fans that hate her.
Fans are so fucking annoying because they're the fans that just... What? Do you want a boring show to watch?
Well, congratulations. You got New York.
Yeah. And you got last season of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
So, well done.
Lap it up. I would love to see Camille back full time.
Yeah.
She was entertaining.
I don't know if she'd carry the show, though.
No,
she like wouldn't. Kyle. Like, no. You need Vanderpump or Taylor. I don't know.
Taylor wouldn't carry the show. She lives in Orange County, too.
Yeah.
I think the only one that would be able to keep it going would be Vanderpump.
Yeah.
But I don't think she'd even come back. But rumors are saying that apparently they're trying to get her out of Vanderpump Rules.
Mm. And she had Kyle mentioned that she bumped into Lisa Vanderpump recently and it was like civil.
Yeah. I mean, that's a start. We're climbing the mountain.
This is how it happens.
We'll have to see. So Kyle rocks up. Starts addressing all of the tabloids, but won't say Morgan's name, which I think is stupid.
Weird.
Because, like, you had footage with her last season. Like, just say what it is.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
And then, even watching Dorit interact with Kyle, she was, like, charged. Yeah. Like, she was just on one. Like, I've not seen Dorit activated like that. Like,
that's
ever.
Why I think it's, like, a bit fake, though.
Yeah. Kathy rocking up and immediately ripping out her hair extensions.
Yeah, that was really weird. I'm enjoying, I'm enjoying seeing Kathy in her
unhinged
like
era
unhinged again. Funny.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she just needs to be a friend of. She can't be a full cast member because she's a bit of a bitch and she's
too
mean.
Involved. And I think when she gets involved with the drama like she did with Rinna, that's when it went really ugly. Like you saw another side of her, which I don't think fans liked to see.
No.
She's good in her friend of capacity, I think.
Yeah, it's funny.
And then, we end with Dorit and Kyle starting to go head to head, toe to toe.
Yeah.
So, look, I'm keen to see it all. You know, where it goes from here.
It's at least looking...
It was a good, strong first episode.
Yeah. And it's looking more promising than last season anyway.
You could tell last season when they all went to that... it was like that retreat at the start.
At the start.
And everyone was telling, like, saying what they were going through. And it was just like, shit.
Yeah.
We have nothing going on here.
Yeah. I didn't like it.
No. Let's travel to colder regions. Salt Lake City.
Yes, another great episode. I feel like after every Salt Lake City episode, you and I do a bit of a cheer.
Yeah.
Like we go, yay!
Yeah. It was a masterpiece as per usual. I mean, I feel like it's not fair to compare Beverly Hills to Salt Lake City because they are two completely different shows and they bring different things. But Salt Lake City is just scratching an itch that I have in me right now that I just love to keep coming back for more every
week. It has
week.
To be one of the perfectly casted
shows
they to start out
struck
with.
Struck gold. Breakfast at Mary's.
Yes.
God, I'm just confused by, before we even get to that, Lisa and Heather then catching up after Palm Springs. And Lisa has... got a completely different take out to what actually had happened in Palm Springs with her and Bronwyn.
Yeah.
Compared to what she's actually saying to Heather.
It's so weird. She is being so messy, but not in like a way that's like, oh, like we vibe with that. Like she's being unreasonable. I don't know.
But like, I'm also thinking like, have you just been like this type of person all the way all this time
and
we're
no
just only noticing it now because
she's being called out on it well.
Yeah. And she just twisted that whole Palm Springs story to make Bronwyn look even worse. But then at the end of that conversation with Heather says that she's in a better place with Bronwyn after she left. And I'm like, well, Bronwyn completely thinks otherwise.
Mm. And I feel like Lisa isn't trying to help Heather and Bronwyn reconcile.
No.
Like, she's going to Heather and just saying the kind of shit that is making Heather, like, activated as well, you know?
Mm. Weird to see how she has taken a completely different approach or a take out to what everyone else sees and for what we see.
Yeah, agree.
And then we skip over to Angry Grandpa with his arms crossed, scolding Bronwyn again.
The arms crossed. I would have walked out.
He looks like a child.
I would have seen him sitting there like that and gone, no, fuck no, I'm going to go and enjoy my breakfast inside.
Him then still saying that she is the main problem in that group, or like is the problem why they're arguing. I'm sorry, Todd. You should know what Real Housewives is about. It's about women that go on these trips and hang out and they have friendships and they argue and it's entertaining.
Mm.
Also, might I add, your wife is schooling every single one of them. So you're on the right side here.
Yeah, literally.
Stop coming for her because she's doing just fine. She's eating them up. Fine. Let her do her thing.
Yeah. So, let her gather.
Yeah.
Well, it's really weird to see though, because I think that there's such a contrast between how Bronwyn is with the ladies. She is like very precise. She doesn't take shit from them. She stands on her own two feet really well.
Mm.
But then you cut to a scene with Todd and she completely backs down and lets him make her feel like the biggest dickhead. But yeah, I just think the way he makes her, like when she was sitting there going, Todd's approval means everything to me. It's like, I don't know, you're a pretty strong woman. Like, just tell him to fuck off.
Yeah. The one thing that I did think was funny that he said to her, saying, he said, they're sucking you into this sewer that they're living
in. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was pretty rough.
That was a read.
This sewer, like they're rats or something.
Oh, my God. You get a point there, Todd.
Renewed.
And then we see that really, actually, it was quite sad seeing Angie get upset with her dad.
I know.
I feel like that was a really hard scene to watch.
It was raw.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I feel like it was a sweet scene because you could tell that her dad isn't someone that, like, probably kind of visits that emotion, like, emotional conversation with her much. And, yeah, it felt real between them two and it was nice.
It was just a genuine conversation and I feel like she was very genuine in the moment as well. And I feel like it wasn't one of those typical sobby housewife moments. Like, it was actually something that you could tell was really affecting her and has affected her for a long time.
Angie's actually becoming, like, quickly one of my favourites on this show.
Yeah.
I wasn't heaps sure about her at the start, like when she when we first kind of were when figuring it all out. When she
started as a friend of.
Yeah.
I really liked her.
She's grown on me a lot.
Mm. I think out of the comparison, because there was two Angies, remember the
blonde one? Yeah, the blonde one.
I really enjoyed Angie K, obviously the one that's on there now. I do think when she became full-time, she was really working hard for that snowflake to dig her feet in the sand. But I think she's there now. Like, she's earned her spot. She's middle snowflake.
Yeah.
Like,
I know. That's a big deal.
I genuinely think she's so funny and she's so funny. Lovely.
But she's funny without even trying.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, yeah, I don't know. I really like her.
Same. I love all of them.
Love them all.
Breakfast at Mary's, Audrey Hepburn inspired. Mm. Let's talk outfits.
Okay, I was going to ask you, who was your favourite Aubrey?
I reckon I'm going to go Angie.
Same.
She looked gorgeous. She looked,
stunning.
I also want to say Whitney also looks quite beautiful.
Yeah.
Worst dress, have to be Lisa. The fuck
Oh my God, I know. Lisa and then also Brittany arriving in the fucking tan jacket. Oh,
that is true.
Mary was pissed.
Nothing to do when they were like, did Brittany get another invitation to everyone else? And she's like, no, she got the same.
Yeah. And Mary's eyes, as soon as she laid them on Brittany, it was the biggest eye roll I've ever seen.
And I think it's relatable because I do that a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Can we talk hair?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Fucking...
The octopus tentacles on Meredith's head. Oh, my
God. Meredith's fringe was clapped out. That looked so fritzed and thin, and it was up way too high.
I've never seen anyone make a clip-on hairpiece look oily.
And even Bronwyn's didn't look that great either. But
yeah, you could tell it was fake.
Yeah, battle of the clip-ons.
And Lisa just had her normal hair.
Yeah.
Like, just the, down.
With in literally looked like she came out of, like, a sauna or something and put on... No, it looked like one of those shock blankets. You know, yeah. Like, when you've been out in the cold for too long?
Yeah.
It looked like that.
I saw someone getting wrapped in that when we were skiing in New Zealand.
God, well, I wouldn't know. I was inside. Or if I was outside, it was because I had a spicy marg and a vape by myself.
A quick selfie in the snow.
Yeah, I did it, guys.
Skiing was amazing. Skiing
was so much fun. So, I also think Mary looked nice.
Yes. Yeah. She gave no effort with the hair, though. That wasn't very...
Mary?
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't very Audrey-inspired, but I think she still looked really nice.
Mm.
Heather and all in white.
Did I say Aubrey before?
I don't know. I think I said Hepburn wrong, too.
I think I said Aubrey. Yeah. I meant Audrey, anyways.
Heather all in white. She was so mean for skipping Bronwyn, even in the hallows. Like, come on. Like.
And then the toast.
Yeah.
The toast was...
She... I do like how she kind of went in straight away and, like, was a bit shady.
Yeah.
Just to kind of get the ball rolling but, to see how Bronwyn was going to handle it.
But she didn't take the bait.
No.
She was like, I'll clap you out in a second.
Yeah, don't you worry. I've got all the receipts with me prepared. I love that Mary just invited Brittany to show her that she's not poor.
Yeah, that made me laugh.
Rocking up, not on theme. And then telling her not to put the bread in her purse.
Yeah, why was that?
Because that was from the first episode when she said she used to put bread in her purse.
I missed that.
So, yeah, and she was across from Brittany and she was like, don't put it in your purse.
Oh, my God. So shade.
Perfect opportunity for her to do that. Jared sliding into Mary's DMs.
Oh, I know. Those messages were cooked.
Brittany's going to read that and be like, what the
Brittany's
fuck?
Brittany's going to... Her head's going to do a 360. No, those messages made my skin crawl.
So awkward. I love that she's not going to even say anything to Brittany about it.
Yeah, she's like, whatever. Like,
she'll find out when she watches
pathetic.
It.
Yeah. I know. And then just Brittany in general, when she stood up and went, what about me? Like Shannon Noll or something.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Sit down. Desperate. You're acting a fool.
And everything that you say, you're getting... destroyed.
I know.
Immediately. Like, she's so annoying, but she's just a punching bag for all the girls, basically.
She is, but
like,
she brings it upon herself,
too. She
really
does.
She had the nerve to stand up and go, why the fuck wasn't I invited, blah, blah, blah. You literally came for Bronwyn.
Yeah.
About her marriage, and they're going away to celebrate a wedding anniversary. Do you think you're going to be invited, babe? You're delusional.
And then apologises because she's been forced to.
I know.
Bronwyn didn't even know. She was
Bronwyn was like, okay. It's just, it's hilarious that she literally did it in the same breath as the other woman telling her that she had to.
Yeah.
She didn't stop and be like, you know what, I'll pull Bronwyn aside later. Yeah. She was like, all right, fine, I will.
Yeah. It's child mentality. Teenager mentality.
She is. She acts like a teenager. It's weird.
Oh.
It's good for like one season. I think I'd get over it if she stayed on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and also it would get to a point where you start to feel sorry for her because it's like, man, get her off. Like she's just damaging herself.
Yeah, it's terrible. Like she is so tragic in the worst kind of way. Mm. You know, like I just want someone to shake her head, but. I don't think anyone's going to... I think she should watch the show and hopefully feels a certain type of way and fixes her life because she's...
It's like my... That would be my biggest fear, though, watching myself back on TV and being like, fuck, I'm an ass.
Fuck, I'm a dickhead. Yeah, well, I reckon she's going to feel it, hopefully. She needs something shaken into her.
One more thing about the Audrey party. I saw Mary in an interview say that she had actually bought all the girls gifts to give them.
Right.
And then she was so underwhelmed with everyone's outfits that she decided not to give them the gifts. You know how they've been doing like that after episode review with some of them?
Where do we find that?
I don't know.
I need to watch it because I feel like that would be beneficial for us before this.
I saw one of those and Mary was saying like, yeah, I bought them all gifts, but like they all look like shit.
Do we know what the gifts were?
No.
Hmm. What do you reckon it would have been? I reckon it would have been something from Tiffany's.
Maybe, but like, what are you going to do with all that shit then? Sell it.
Return it. Take it to
church. Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. Maybe she donate it to Jen. No, she hates that bitch.
Trade this in prison for some...
Yeah.
I don't know. Food.
Anything. So then we get into the prenup convo. I just feel like because Brittany came in so hot, I feel like because Brittany and Heather are friends, they kind of had a conversation before they went to this dinner and be like, we're going to...
Bring up the prenup.
Yeah, we're going to go in hard on Brittany and we're going to crack her.
I don't get why... I mean, like, I'm
Brittany,
all...
Brittany, I'm going to go in on Bronwyn, sorry.
Bronwyn.
Yeah, not Brittany. Yeah. Brittany and Heather said, let's go in on Bronwyn.
You got it?
Yeah, got it.
All right.
I can't have any more mistakes after last
week. No, you'll be axed, and this will be my podcast. I'm here for the drama, but I also don't get why the girls think it's any of their business around the prenup situation. Who gives a fuck if they've got a prenup or not? It doesn't affect you.
Like, are you married to Todd? No.
God, no.
Yeah. Keep out of it.
You know, I just think, who cares? What's the big deal with the prenup? So what, if they get divorced, Bronwyn gets half of everything?
Essentially.
Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
I love that Heather's thought was, what am I going to get out of this when I have a divorce and who's really the gold digger?
Yeah. She slayed.
Crickets.
I just, yeah, I don't know. I don't get what the big obsession is with fighting over why someone has a prenup or not. And Bronwyn does not give me gold digger energy.
No.
Like, don't worry about the prenup. Worry about someone's characteristics and values.
Yeah.
I don't know. Go after that.
The prenup doesn't actually affect you. So. No.
Like, if Bronwyn's acting like a gold digger, then call her one. Yeah. But she's not.
Yeah.
So, like, what's the deal?
They're jealous.
They're jealous.
Because they're not married without a prenup.
Yeah.
I feel like when they were talking about the first class ticket thing, and then Bronwyn's like, actually, I booked you a first class ticket with me, but you didn't end, like, I didn't end up inviting you because of the conversation, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, oh, really? Show me. And she literally pulled up her phone with the receipts to be like, how would you even know what my birthday is? And she was like, well, I asked someone in the group and they told me. And she was like, well, that's not true because I've lied to every single one of you here. And so everyone was like, what? Like, and then I, as a viewer, I'm like, red flag. Like, why are you lying about this shit? Like, you just made yourself look like the biggest dickhead.
And it doesn't change Bronwyn's, like, motive.
No.
Like, it doesn't change the fact that Bronwyn tried to do something nice. So, whether you lied about your birthday or not, like...
And it's just, like Bronwyn said, she's trying to spin everyone out. So, it confuses everyone.
Yeah.
So, she comes out on top.
And she's good at it.
She's really good at it.
Yeah.
But Bronwyn stayed firm in where she was... Like, she was listening to everything Heather was saying. And she was... processing and clocking on the spot.
Clocking on the spot. Yeah.
So yeah, it was great. And then I think at that moment Heather knew she was backed in a corner and was like, I've got no way out of this. She's got me. I'm gonna apologize.
Yeah.
And that I've never seen.
I know. I was gonna say, like, for someone to be a new housewife, come onto the show, gather Lisa several times and then get an apology out of Heather, that's wild.
Yeah, that was... You could tell in her face, she was like, I'm losing this and I'm losing quick.
Yeah.
And I've been called out and I cannot defend myself.
I mean, Heather didn't mean the apology. It was damage control for her, which is fine.
She knew there was no way out.
Yeah.
And that was her...
Yeah.
That was her way
out. But she still had to eat that up.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, wow.
One thing as well with the breakfast at Mary's... Meredith snatching her phone off of Whitney.
Yeah.
That was aggressive.
But my thing about it was they start getting into it. She then pulls up the receipts, which is this part of the podcast. Seth finally found it after listening to it at Palm Springs, trying to find it. And then she's playing it, but she has leaned over that.
Yeah.
Over the table in front of Whitney's face. Like, and it was probably maybe like 20 centimeters away from Whitney's face. And I get it. Like, not maybe everyone could have heard it. And Whitney's knee-jerk reaction was to fucking snatch it out of that firm grip hand of hers. and try to turn up the volume. I don't think she was scrolling on her phone.
I mean, she did kind she of did like...
She was frantically fucking around with the screen.
But yeah. But for Meredith to have that reaction, it's like, what is in that phone?
Yeah.
What is in there? Because you flipped out.
Immediate rage.
You were activated straight away. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, God. It would have to be something severe would have to happen to me for me to, like, go 0 to 100 like that. And
there is something in me, though, that has, like a heated feeling over my body when someone snatches something from me. Like, I do get instantly frustrated and upset. I think it's just like...
Did Whitney snatch it, though? I feel like she just grabbed it.
Well, snatch, grab, same thing. I know what that feels like. And Meredith probably felt like she was already, like, I've got the proof, already, like, amped up, already had so much adrenaline, was like, I've got the proof, I'm about to, like, you know, put everyone to shame with what Angie's saying about me.
Yeah.
And then having that snatched out of your hand would have been, like, spiral.
Yeah. She hit the fan. And but, it was like, it made her look guilty or scared of something anyway. So
Yeah, good point.
It was good.
And then Mary yelling at Angie and Meredith saying to shut up. Mm. And then Meredith wouldn't shut up. So she said, Meredith, if you don't shut up, leave my house.
And she took that and ran. She's such a victim. Like, she just loves to be the victim in that. Yeah.
I've been asked to leave. I'm got to go.
She takes any opportunity to victimize herself.
And even Mary was like, come on. Like,
yeah. All the girls, no one, they were all like, whatever, bitch.
Yeah. And watching her leave, but she was obviously crying. And I couldn't understand. It was another inaudible moment from her. I had no clue what she was trying to say.
Yeah.
But again, just iconic scenes.
I would love to be like one of the servers or security guards in those moments where you're just watching all of that happen in real time.
The server in Palm Springs when she goes up to him asking for Angie K to be removed.
He's like, I'm not security.
I do not have that power. Great episode.
Mm. Honestly, another good one. They should have like Housewives Awards or something. Yeah. Like where the viewers get to vote.
Yeah.
That would be really cool.
At BravoCon.
BravoCon, our dream destination.
Andy, if you're listening.
Get us there.
Yeah.
Get these two twinks to BravoCon, please.
Twinks, wow. Get these two thin,
sorry, twunks.
Twunks. Make it happen, Andy. Fly us over on the same plane Big Burma came on. Two crates, please. Oh, anyway, rapid fires. What have you got for me?
I've got two. Sorry, okay. It's a bit...
I don't have many today, but...
A bit minimal. Okay, this one's a bit random, but would you rather get into a fist fight with...
Fist fight?
Yeah, we're getting violent.
Physical contact.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you why. I don't know. But would you rather get into a fist fight with Mauricio from Beverly Hills or Sean... From
fucking hell.
Salt Lake City.
I was actually getting a little bit worried because I thought there were going to be women. And I was like, I don't know if this is appropriate. But Mauricio or Sean?
Yeah. Who do you want to rumble with?
Fist fight. I'm going to say Sean. One, if I get into a physical altercation with Mauricio, he'll sue my ass until I fucking broke ass on the street in LA. Like,
he'll take
no
everything.
Way.
Yeah, he'll take the house we rent.
Exactly, yeah. He'll fucking ruin my life, like, financially after it. Like, the aftermath is worse.
Yeah.
I'd rather fight with Sean because I might be able to, like, you know...
Sweet talk him.
Like, give him a little flicker of the eye and maybe would...
a little know, wink.
Yeah, kind of smooth it over a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
He's also a hairdresser, so I am a bit scared if he's got a few scissors in his pockets, but...
Yeah.
You know, I feel like the aftermath would be... Aftermath would be less hectic than Mauricio. What about you?
I'm going to go Mauricio.
Fucking hell. All right. Well, don't call me for when you're on the streets fucking crawling money.
I'm not. I actually wasn't thinking about the aftermath when I decided Mauricio. I thought about just like who I potentially could win against. And
Sean's a big guy.
Yeah.
He's jacked. But so is Mauricio now.
Yeah, but I just think Mauricio comes across a bit slower on his feet. Like, okay. Whereas I feel like Sean would throw some real quick jabs that I'd have to dodge. And I mean, I think Mauricio would still bash me, but I don't know. I feel like I'd have a better chance.
Okay. Well, that's a real rogue rapid fire question.
I know.
First physical question on here.
Whatever. All right. And then do you want my next one or do you want to do one?
I'll do one.
All right.
Mine's going back to a little bit more G-rated.
Okay.
Whose party would you rather attend? Sutton's Surrealism Party or Breakfast at Mary's?
Oh, my God. Breakfast at Mary's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, just the being able to watch that unfold would be amazing.
Mm.
And to be honest, like, the Surrealism Party itself looked a bit boring. It looked a bit bozo. Like, yeah. I don't know. Nothing really happened besides, you know, Doree and Kyle going off and getting into it by themselves. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, whatever. Whereas, like, at Mary's, shit went down.
Yeah, true.
And Mary's just funny.
As a guest, though.
Yeah, Mary's.
Okay, cool.
It would have been funny.
I would say, even though I loathe Sutton, I feel like it's a bigger space. It's in Beverly Hills. I feel like I would bounce around a little bit more there. I've got more room to move around. I don't want to be restricted at a table.
You'll find a corner to vape in a bit easier. Yeah. Can't do it at Mary's dining table.
No way. I'll get kicked freak out in a second. Plus, knowing me, I've shit-talked all of the women from Beverly Hills. I'd probably be in the corner with the swan chick, Chucky's ride, vaping. My grape ice vape.
Yeah. Okay, fair.
3,500 puffs. Next question.
Next one. Okay, so which episode across any of the Housewives franchises do you wish you could watch again for the first time?
My brain immediately goes to Amsterdam.
Okay, yep.
If I'm thinking Beverly Hills. Or I think about New York at Dorinda's house.
At Dorinda's
house.
When
she said, I made it nice.
Oh, yeah.
Only because that was so frantic. Everyone was yelling at each other and going into different rooms.
It was
crazy.
Different
people were mad at each other and yelling at each other for different reasons.
Yeah. I think, didn't Bethany call Luann a whore or something?
Yeah. Or
crazy.
Yeah, something hectic went on. Jules was outside on FaceTime to her sick dad and Luann came out lighting up her smoke. Complaining to her while she's on FaceTime.
That would have been me. Dad.
Like, honestly, yeah. I think, yeah, one of those two. I also do think Reality Von Teese
was
a fantastic
Bermuda
episode.
Triangle.
Yeah,
Bermuda. My brain immediately went to that one. But then I also, like, remember some really iconic episodes from years and years ago. The You Stole My Goddamn House.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was season finale, wasn't it?
Of the first one.
Yeah.
Of Beverly Hills. That's like, I remember watching that and being like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Like, these two are sisters. Like, this is some real life crazy shit. And then also I thought of the episode with the games night and Brandy.
Oh, shoving Kyle.
Well, no, there's that. That's the poker night. I'm talking about the games night where she accused Kim of being on crystal meth. Like, that was pretty hectic too.
Yeah.
But I think if I had to pick one, it would be Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
I have never had my jaw dropped like that at the end of an episode of Housewives. I think the cherry on top was Heather confirming that Jen gave her the black eye.
That's true.
That was like, what the fuck? Because everyone was speculating for like a full season. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And she was in jail. Like, it's just, it's all crazy.
Yeah. Actually, or the Jen's arrest.
Yeah.
That was a great episode. Okay. Whose hair was worse? Kathy Hilton's post-hair extension removal or Meredith's fritzed out snap-on bangs?
Oh, Meredith's.
Yeah, okay.
For sure.
Yikes. And that was professionally done, not even touched.
Oh, really? Like I said.
Kathy hacked it at those extensions as soon as she sat down.
Yeah.
Like a fucking bird's nest.
Like I said earlier, I've never seen someone make a clip-on fake hair piece look oily and used like Meredith's.
It looks like one of those, you know, when men would wear like toupees?
Yeah.
Like fringes?
Yeah.
It looked like that.
It was insane.
Yeah. Last one, bit of a Borzo one, but Beverly Hills related. Whose side are you on, Kyle's or Dorit's?
Okay, so what are they actually fighting about?
Maybe I'll rephrase. Who do you think is going to come out on top?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping for Kyle because I, like I said, I'm worried if she doesn't. I think that it'll be how she kind of exits the show. So I'm hoping for Kyle, but I have seen a lot of fans say that they are over her.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I kind of like everyone's rooting for Dorit. However, personally, I'm going for Kyle because I just think she needs to remain on the show. And yeah, I don't know. And Dorit annoys me more than Kyle.
True.
She's a bit annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good to see her spiral a little
bit this season. I like her spiraling. She's funny.
Yeah.
But the last couple seasons of Dorit, she was boring, Borzo, biatch.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't hear about the robbery one more time.
No.
Excellent. Well, that's all I've got for you.
Okay.
We're not really watching anything else.
No. I mean, I did see that Traitors is
thank God.
Coming Dorinda, soon.
We're going to see
Dorinda. I hope they are topping up everyone's cups because we love Dorinda. We love her after a couple savvy bees.
Yeah, she'll be making it nice for everyone in that mansion.
Yeah.
You know what they should do? They should hold Traitors at the Berkshires.
Oh my God, that would be insane.
Amazing. The shark room.
Would you like to see Dorinda as a faithful or a traitor?
Faithful, because she would be ruthless.
Yeah. And anyone that disagreed with her, she'd be like, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. You're a traitor to anyone who wrongs her.
But it looks like an interesting cast. So there's Dorinda from New York, Chanel from Dubai.
Yeah.
Robin from Potomac. Is it Potomac?
Potomac.
Whatever. I knew you were going to fucking talk shit about that.
I'm pretty sure I used to say Potomac.
Potomac. Dolores from New York. No.
New Jersey.
New Jersey, sorry. And then random, but Chriselle from Selling Sunset.
Yeah.
Random.
Without the Selling Sunset filter.
Yeah, but I think that she'll, you know, be pretty clued on. Bob the Drag Queen.
Yeah.
Really random. And then Zac Efron's brother. Okay.
Oh.
Oh, and
couldn't we afford Zach?
Nah. And Britney Spears' ex-husband. I'm actually keen to see him on the telly because I just felt like he was like an AI robot in every post that I saw him on Britney's Instagram. I was like, is he even real?
I'm surprised that he's been able to be booked.
Yeah.
Because he was cancelled for quite a long time.
For what?
I don't know.
Holding a hostage or something.
Yeah. I don't know. All these weird all that stuff. Rumors.
Okay, whatever.
But keen to see that. When's that? Next year?
January or something.
Okay, well.
The trailer just come out.
The trailer trailer.
Mm.
Well, keen. Can't wait.
Anyways, off to fight Mauricio.
Yeah, off to go get into a scuffle with Sean from Salt Lake City.
Loves it.
Anywho, we'll love and leave you there. Great episodes this week. Great to see Beverly Hills is back. Unfortunately, Orange County is come to a close. I've watched that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, New York's on its way out in our rotation.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get a new eating show. Start looking, please.
Well, we are watching Melbourne again.
Yeah, but that requires no eating.
Yeah.
I'm fully engaged, locked and loaded when that's on.
Yeah, true.
Cool. Well, I'm going to... Well, we'll pack this up and I've got to get to editing Toot Sweet because the weekend's almost over and I've got no time to do it during the week. So
all right.
Have a great afternoon and...
Thanks.
Thanks for filling in while the big J was away.
No worries.
Uru doll.
Uru. See you soon.
See you soon.